Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.
Hello, and welcome back to the Podcast of Steel. I'm the host, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel, and I'm nervous and excited because I've got quite a special guest with me today. It is Sam, the girlfriend of Steel. And it's New Year's Day today. It is the first day of 2026, and we thought we would do something a bit different. And instead of me asking somebody questions, I get questions asked by you, Sam.
I get to take over the questions, which is a lot of responsibility and a little bit risky.
Yeah,
are you ready?
I've not been ready for a while, but I'm not nervous. I've had some interesting and some stressful interviews in the past. This might be number one. But yeah, we thought it'd be a bit of fun. An easy way to blend into 2026. It's a new year. We're going to try and just coast through without anything happening. No dramas, no stresses. Some excitement, because we've got the Supergirl film coming out, and we're going to get some exciting news, I'm sure, about Superman Man of Tomorrow as well. But right now, yeah, you just crack. I'm lost.
It's my turn.
It's your turn to take over. So yes, this is the Geek of Steel being interviewed by the girlfriend of Steel. And just a bit of a plug there. Look at this. This is adorable. This is what I got for Christmas. And you know what you get? The man that has everything, you get him a Funko of his everything. That's nice. I'll get me some cool points later on. And yes, so I'm dawdling now because I'm quite nervous. I'm not going to waffle on. If I do, you're allowed to interrupt because you are the host. You are in charge.
Yeah.
You got your girlfriend of Steel clipboard that made an appearance at Portsmouth Comic Con last year and will be returning this year.
Well,
in May. I'm waffling again because I'm getting a glimpse of the questions and I don't want to be spoiled. Right, hit me up with
shall
the first question. You may
shall
begin.
I start with an easy question,
please.
All right. So for anyone who is new here or is lost on their way to a different podcast, maybe
no,
yeah,
they found,
well, they
okay.
might have been.
They might.
You
okay,
know.
That's me interrupting because I'm nervous.
Yeah, back it in. Right, anyone who's lost on the way, so tell us. Who is the Geek of Steel?
Ooh.
And how did he accidentally become your entire personality?
Nice. Nicely worded. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. The Geek of Steel is me, Luke Bug, a Superman fan that turned into a blogger, that turned into a journalist, that turned into a Superman ambassador. I've shared the story of how I used to use Instagram for documenting my collection and using it as just a way for me to make sure that I didn't buy the same thing twice. Didn't work. I'm still buying doubles. And from that, Instagram grew, met like-minded Superman fans from around the world. And then companies started to reach out to me and I started to reach out to companies saying, how can I promote Superman? How can I be a part of Superman's world? And that's led me on some fantastic journeys, meeting you for one. And also, you know,
don't encroach on my further questions.
No. Oh, wait. Okay, I do apologise. That's the host in me taking over. Been to Comic Cons. I've been to events around the world. I've been to premieres and been very lucky and blessed along the way. But as always, one of my favourite catchphrases is the harder you work, the luckier you get. So that is my advice to everyone. And again, I'm waffling because I know there's more questions coming. This is different being on the other end of questions. This is going to hopefully educate me to be a better host in the future. But
maybe.
Oh, you cannot feel how sweaty my palms are right now. But
wow, don't include that in the edit.
Okay,
please.
No, it's staying in. I'm not editing this at all, so please don't swear. Please don't swear.
You are live on Big Brother. Please
yes.
don't swear.
Right.
Okay. Question well, obviously, we've covered the fact that this podcast is all about me.
Yes,
and,
dear.
You know, everything's about me at this point.
Yeah.
So if you could just give everybody what they want.
What do they want?
Well, tell them the story of how we met. Bearing in mind, I quite like this story and I know the truth.
Oh,
and
dear.
I'm curious as to which parts you're going to omit.
Oh dear.
So, how did I come along?
I sold you some glasses.
That's not even true.
I phoned you up to explain that your glasses were ready.
He literally doesn't know.
Well, I knew you were. Well, I knew you were local to the area, as it were. And I saw you in my place of work one day, wearing some very nice Converse boots. And I thought, oh, who's this? And then a few days later, about a week later or so, maybe.
I think so.
I informed you that your glasses were ready. For those that don't know, I work on opticians when I'm not being the Geek of Steel. And I called you up doing my job and I said, good afternoon, madam.
You did.
And that didn't go down well at all.
I was 23 years old. 23 years old. I am not a madam at 23.
Well, and, you know, and yeah, and then I was like, oh, right. Found out, well, discovered that you followed me.
I did.
On the land of Instagram.
The happiest little optician on the phone.
That's me.
Me, madam. And I was like, are you the Geek of Steel? Starstruck.
Starstruck. There, for a minute.
For a minute.
That's past now. That ship has sailed.
It's been and gone.
And then many years later, here we are. There we go.
That's it. I don't want to tell you what he's omitted either, but it's mostly true.
It's mostly true. That's nice to know. But what's important is the fact that over doing this now for over a decade of just being on and off and not taking it always too seriously, it's a fun hobby. There's been some experiences where this has turned into work and not been sometimes as fun as it should. If something's not fun, you shouldn't do it, especially when it comes to hobbies like being a blogger or a podcaster. But definitely over the last year, you have shown me the importance of taking a step back, relaxing, organising, keeping a tidy desk. I have a very messy desk. On this side of the camera, beautiful, nice and well kept. Other side,
chaos.
Yeah, it is an absolute wreckage. But I've been getting more and more things for my desk to keep it tidy, including a beautiful Daily Planet desk mat. And now it looks actually like an office table where I can get actual work done.
And now he tells me off for leaving things on it.
Oh, yeah, no, because it's my special table now. You can't be putting stuff on there.
I can, and I will.
It's disrespectful.
I bought it, therefore I can.
Okay, fair enough. Right, question number three. I'm still getting stressed out by these.
Aw, it's okay.
They're going to get easier.
Yeah, I suppose. So, we're in 2026.
We are now.
2025 was something of a year.
Yes.
I would like you to tell us about your absolute highlight. Why it meant so much to you.
Oof.
One moment. Yeah. I will allow you to brag. Because
I don't like...
You can brag in this case.
One of the moments was... The big thing was James Gunn just noticing my existence and watching my reaction video to the first Superman trailer.
That one.
And you were there for that, because I was woken up in the middle of the night.
Derek.
By Derek. Well, thanks,
done,
Derek.
Derek, messaging
me. Derek wasn't here as well.
Just to Derek, be clear.
I was asleep.
Two of us here.
Derek from the Super House of L messaged Sam, said, is Luke awake? Because Derek tried messaging me, and I didn't reply. And yes, James Gunn shared my story to his reaction. My reaction to his trailer on his Instagram feed, and it was a very, very exciting day. And he shared it also, if I'm allowed to brag, because you know,
I've said you can. In this case, you can brag. That's it.
I'm allowed to brag. It's going to come into focus. Yeah, that was it. Not many words. I know he's a wordsmith, but your words make me happy, bro.
Boy.
Heart emoji. That's enough for me. I mean, I have managed since that moment to interact with him again at a special screening of the Superman movie, which we can talk about later on, I suppose. And also, I went to, over the space of 3 days, three different Q&As with James Gunn, and each answer he gave about Superman and the world of DC Comics and movie making was different and passionate and powerful. And it's made me want to interview him even more. And I think when that moment happens, let's manifest that, I probably won't be as nervous as I am right now. So this will help. So thank you. You're helping me. The girlfriend of steel.
I'm scarier than the concept of meeting James Gunn.
There you go. That's it. That's fine. Flesh. Thank you for putting it so beautifully.
Good to know.
Next question.
So you had a pretty crazy summer with Superman last year.
Yeah. I've kind of not really stopped yet either. It's still ongoing.
It has been, yeah. But for me, the craziest thing you did was jump off a building.
Oh, yeah.
Like an actual building.
An actual building. Yeah.
Is there anything that you won't do Superman?
Oh.
Because you hate heights.
I don't like heights.
You do not like heights.
I really don't.
Your face before you jumped off that building, and you you looked horrified.
There is some footage that has not made it to the internet yet, but yes, I was asked to do a zip wire off Canary Wharf, one of the tallest buildings in the UK, to help promote the Superman film. And in those moments, that's when the Geek of Steel takes over. Much like today, I creep out of a comfort zone and just say yes to it straight away. So Warner Brothers and DC Comics UK kindly said, look, we've got some DC fans from around the world. We need to do the Superman flight experience. And yeah, zip wire off the Canary Wharf. Very tall building. If you've not seen it, just give it a quick Google. And wow. When I got all my...
One Canada Square.
Well done. One yep, Canada Square.
What am I Googling? One Canada Square.
This is why on board.
Canary Wharf.
So yeah, we went there. We had all our safety training. I put on a wonderful boiler suit, like a flight suit. Came with a cape. We had to take the cape off, sadly, for the actual zip wire. And then we got into another lift to go even higher to the roof. And I came out the doors trying to be as cool as I can. I wasn't. The video, I'm just as white as a sheet. And I was like, why are these planes flying so low? I was like, oh no, they're actually at normal flying height. And we're just really high. So yeah, there's lots of GoPro footage of me being very, very nervous and edgy and polite. I was overly polite that day because there were lots of people there for the safety crew that were in charge of my life, and I didn't want to upset anybody.
I think that's fair enough.
So yeah, there were lots of please, thank yous and sirs as I edged my way to the edge of this building to jump off for it for Superman. I had to get into a press-up position, and first I had to ask, what's a press-up? And then I had to literally crawl my way.
Are you telling us you don't work out?
There's no biceps. This is just for me carrying the love for Superman and you.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm safe. And yes, I had to crawl off this roof. And 30 seconds or so, probably less, it felt like an age. But I was there with Paul from DC World and Jeremy from All on the Board, who are both cool as cucumbers. Paul had done zip wires before. Jeremy hadn't. He managed to glide off the building casually and cool like a spy in a movie, singing a song that he created for his son. Paul had a whale of a time. I screamed all the way down. I don't remember what I said.
You
but
didn't scream.
It was an advert for the film.
You pushed yourself away and you said, up, up and away. And
not as calmly as that.
And you said something about, he's back. My boy is back on the screen.
He is. July the 11th, this Friday.
And I remember Jeremy saying the fact that you were just casually recording a podcast all the way across.
Yeah,
you fly across London.
And that is what the Geek of Steel is. He takes over.
Jabbering on.
I've mentioned Jerry and Joe. I was happy about that.
That's it.
I mentioned the legacy of Superman. Plug the film. I am a walking, talking billboard for Superman.
All of my thoughts would have fallen out of my head, and I genuinely would have just been screaming.
I mean, swearing. There was a lot of swearing from other people. Not for me.
You're a good boy.
I'm on brand. Superman doesn't like swearing. But it was just very exciting to live in that moment and do something that just so unique. There was a moment when I first went up the tower and looked out these massive glass windows. First of all, I thought, how are these so clean and who's cleaning them on the outside?
Superman.
Oh, that's a point. Second thought was, I'm not sure if I want to do this. And the team there that were fantastic, like, if you want to not do it, it's fine. Like, there's no pressure. But I thought, well, in years to come, when I'm even older, the pain of regret of not doing this zip wire would be more than me not doing it. So I did it. And I'm still thinking I'm shaking from it. But it was a great moment. There are videos online, sadly, forever, of me and a big old camera right in front of my face with eyes bulging.
It was a really
bulging.
Flattering angle of your forehead.
Yeah.
Because it was like this angle.
And it was, say, it was the 10 minutes behind the scenes of that is just me being very, very jittery, nervous. Singing some Beyonce, I remember that. Because when we came out of the building, the man said, to the left. And I just started singing, to the left, to the left. Because this head was just a million things going on. But yeah, that was definitely one of the more unique experiences that I had this year, to say the least. I'm glad I did it.
I'm glad you did, but I'll be glad when you don't have to do it again.
This summer, this year,
Warner
Supergirl.
Brothers and DC and whoever's planning the adventures for 2026, Don't make him jump off another building. Do something else. Watch.
Skydive. Skydive.
Oh. Don't manifest
anyway,
that.
No, let's not.
Is I mean, there anything you wouldn't do?
I think I would do a skydive.
Oh.
It's the closest I'm going to get to like flying like Superman, but ooh, probably just with somebody attached to my back.
Not me. I wouldn't not it.
Not it. Fair enough. Like, fair enough. Right. Hit me with another one. I'm feeling more relaxed now. Okay. This could get, there, this could get scary.
We've chilled you out. Okay. So,
a little bit.
The new movie.
The new movie, yes.
Oh, it was good.
It was very
good. It was good. Right. How did it deepen that connection for you? That connection between the geek and the Man of Steel?
Superman's like, constantly, always around me. We know that. Is he? Yeah. What gave it away? I'm very easy to buy presents for, apparently, which isn't the case.
I think so, but your sister doesn't agree.
No, she doesn't agree. But this film hit me in a way that I didn't think it would. I try to keep my expectations low sometimes. I'm always happy for new Superman stories and new Superman movies and TV show. It continues Superman's legacy and continues to prove why he is the best superhero because he has been around for the longest. But this film, got to see 30 minutes of it at a fan event at Leicester Square. And I was like, okay, now I need to see more. And then a few days after that, we did get to see the film when it was introduced by Mr. James Gunn and Peter Safran. And after that first initial screening, my head was filled with many, many a thought. I think I've got my review book around here somewhere. I was like, this film's different. This version of Superman is a new telling, whilst also clinging on to the core values of Superman. And all I wanted to do was go in and watch it again and see the things that I missed and laugh and gasp and cry at certain scenes again and again. And it wasn't long after that first screening that I got to take you.
You did.
To your first red carpet event.
Oh, that was fun. I left work and I had to like fly myself to the train station. I lost my glasses on the train, but it was worth it.
It was worth it.
So yeah, to meet you at the other end and meet all of your little pals.
Yeah, we were all there, the DC UK family.
All those handles that I see online and I've not had faces.
Like, look, they're real people. Yeah. I told you, they're real people, love.
So I'm not imaginary at this point.
That's it, you're real as well.
That was fun. I enjoyed that.
And yeah, and there was the multimedia screening, as it were, for Superman. And I got to watch you enjoy it for the first time, but also the whole studio audience gasp and laugh and cheer. To hear an audience cheer for Superman was a beautifully surreal moment. It's almost happened in the past at some screenings of other Superman films, but this one, again, it hit differently around the world. Some people liked it, some people loved it, some people thought it was just okay, but for me it was a big deal, and I'm still not over it, and still collecting more and more merchandise as well, which is one of the scary parts as well.
Yeah, I mean, still not over it, definitely. We were watching it last night, in fact.
Yeah, I introduced my mother to the new Superman film.
We'll get to that.
We will get to that.
Yeah.
And I think later on this year, I think a podcast should happen
with your mum,
with Linda. I mean, that will have to be heavily edited, as she does swear like a sailor. But we'll get to that at a later date.
So for now, then, putting Linda in a box.
Yes, let's put her in a box.
Be honest with me, okay? Ooh. Which moment in the movie emotionally wrecked you?
Oh, that's hard.
Bear in mind that if you don't tell these people the truth, I will, because I know what the answer is.
Well, I think it was hard to hide the tears in the film for me. There were quite a few moments.
There were a few.
Anything with Superman, Superman's dad gets me right in the gut. And I feel like sometimes films do it on purpose. I mean,
they're out to get you.
They're out to get me. I mean, it is that trope of, you know, it's sometimes when a hero of yours sometimes mirrors your life a wee bit, you do get a stronger connection to that character. And definitely in that moment when he was speaking with Pa Kent, yeah, that got me quite a few times.
I can see it now.
Yeah,
it's done. Rolling up at the watch concept. Yourself.
So was that the correct answer?
It was, I'll allow it. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Followed closely by the speech.
The speech, that riles me up and gets me motivated, gets me awake. Every time I see that on screen, I have to share it. But that speech is one that does bring some tears to the eye and gets me just like, this is what a Superman can be when done the right way. So yes, well done for bringing that one up. Well done, you.
He feels quite personal deeply human.
Yes.
David Corenswet's version of Superman.
Yes. Yeah.
He's very... It's a funny film.
It is.
I mean, Linda literally said last night, is this a comedy? Kind of is. It is kind of funny. Yeah. It is a bit lighthearted.
It is.
And, you know, in the words of your mother, it's a little bit far-fetched.
As she was... Yeah. We were watching a scene with a flying dog. She didn't mention that. When she saw Gary, she was like, oh, a robot? That's a bit much. That's a bit much. It's a robot, Linda. Please. There are robots all around us. There's no flying dogs yet. There will be, though. It's my boy up there. There will be.
But the film kind of really leans into the theme of kindness and hope.
Oh,
and
yes.
Do you feel kind of more inspired by that? Do you see yourself in the characters?
Because that's...
Or are you a little bit more punk rock than that?
It depends what punk rock means to everybody else.
I didn't want my clipboard.
You
anyway,
didn't. You don't. Look at that. Perfect gentleman.
Thank you.
Again, Superman means something to everybody. That's why I love asking people, what does Superman mean to you? But the fact that Superman is kind and chooses to be kind and chooses to be a hero when he could ultimately become a leader of the world and the universe with his power and what he can do. But he chooses to be good. He chooses to be kind and polite and nice and friendly. He will say darsh or darn or gosh.
What the hey, dude?
What the hey, dude, instead of a swear word. It just shows that we can all have the power to be good and to be kind and to be friendly if we just not even try a little bit harder, but just try. So that element of a Superman film for me was beautiful. It wasn't the amazing effects or the music or the acting. All of it was fantastic for me. It was a huge part of what made the movie magic. What was important to me was the kindness that Superman showed on screen and the passion and the care he had for those around him and strangers as well, which is what we can all be like if we just try.
See, he's so lovely. I think actually if he did have like a massive secret harem of women,
yeah,
they'd all be very happy.
They would be, but they'd probably be very nice women as well. Yeah. It'd be very nice people. And it'd be a very nice harem with apple pie and all nice things everywhere.
Yeah.
And now you've got me thinking about Superman and a harem. That's a different podcast. Next question, please. That's the podcast of Steel After Dark.
After Dark.
After Dark, yes.
You've had a lot of conversations this year with a lot of amazing people, like the cast, the crew, during your Luke Up series.
Yes, a lot of fun.
If you could thank the cast and the creators of this movie without completely embarrassing yourself, what would you want to tell them?
Just thank you. Thank you can mean so much when it comes from a place of genuine niceness. And
I've set him off.
I love sending thank you cards to people, and I've got thank you cards ready for James Gunn and the whole cast of Superman. When you do something well and you are proud of what you do and whatever you put out there, whether it be a post or a meme or an edit or a song or a poem, if you're proud of it and someone says, good job, that's the biggest pat on the back that you can get. So for me, just to say thank you to the cast would be an absolute dream for me. And who knows? I'm not going to be as obnoxiously arrogant as to say I have the chance to say thank you to these people. There is a chance that could happen in my life.
And you have had the chance to say thank you to lots of people.
I have.
So far.
And I love saying thank you. Thank you cards and letters is my favourite thing to do. Naya Doon, the fantastic makeup artist that was in the Superman film, was a guest on the podcast, and she sent me a thank you card after she was on the podcast and said, don't open this till Christmas. And I was like, that's going to kill me. But I waited, and in the card was one of these fantastic stickers that Nathan Fillion was leaving around the set of Superman. What would James Gunn do? Which is a fantastic question and an even better sticker. But now I have a piece of the Superman set in my collection.
And complete anxiety because you don't know where to stick
it. I don't know. Because once you stick it, it's done.
Exactly.
If I put it on the back of my laptop, I might get a new laptop. If I put it on my shelves of steel, I might get new shelves of steel. So right now, it's just a nice little transportable sticker. But yes, just thank you mainly. Thank you for people that are... take so much time and effort to entertain people. Cinema is so important, and comics as well. And James Gunn has just perfectly brought those two worlds together to promote movies and to promote comics and storytelling and story writers. And it's only just the beginning. We've got Supergirl this year. We've got so much more coming out in the future. It's a lot, and it's quite overwhelming to get all this fantastic, exciting stuff, which is why, for me, just thank you in itself would be enough. But knowing me, I would just be a rambling, gibbering mess, and I would have lists and lists of questions you that would, never got asked. But yeah. Thank you will do for now, Mr. Gunn, and the cast and crew of Superman 2025.
And what about the fans? All right, you met a lot of old faces and new faces this year. I really love this photo of you giving like your Luke Bug pep talk to a group of Superman cosplayers.
It was very good.
How does it feel to be a Superman fan in 2026?
It does feel different, but not in the same way. So yeah, that photo you talked about, that was a fan event at Leicester Square where lots of people were invited to see the first 30 minutes of the movie, which was an absolute tease. But I got to London, put all my stuff in my hotel, rushed over to the event, and Leicester Square was just filled with people, and there was a red carpet, and there were Superman posters, and there were cosplayers everywhere, all different variations of the character. There was Classic Reeve, there was Henry Cavill. I saw just lots of Supermen, and it was great and surreal. It's like, this is my Disney world. This is what it's all about. And yeah, I was there giving out stickers and just saying thank you to everyone to turn up in costume. But yeah, there's a picture of me speaking to about, I think, 4 Supermen at one point. Yeah. And I'm just giving them a pep talk.
You really are.
This is what Superman can be. This is what Superman is. And then because I was getting animated, when I get animated, my hands move.
They do.
And there's a picture where I'm doing this, and it looks like I'm conducting a Superman barbershop quartet.
Like, yeah. I was like, that's the one. The picture.
And it was a fantastic, exciting day just to be there and feel that buzz and excitement for this character that I've loved for so long. And then seeing not only old fans come back, but new fans to the character as well. It was a very surreal but exciting day. So as a Superman fan, it's definitely made me appreciate not only the character more, but the community and the fandom that goes with it. Because without that, I wouldn't be doing this. And so it's a fantastic sort of partnership between the hero and the hero worshippers, where we can all get together and just appreciate Superman. And it was a beautiful feeling to have this year.
See, I quite like the fact that you're not a cosplayer.
Oh, no.
Because with absolutely no hate on cosplayers, I'm putting it out there, you guys are amazing.
Yeah.
It doesn't suit you. You're not a cosplay kind of guy. You are you. And I like the fact that that is your brand, is that I am Luke Bug. You don't hide behind any characters. You don't hide behind masks or costumes. And you've just got this like crowd of cosplayers in this photo just looking up at you like he is
Superman's ambassador.
He is, yeah. He's like, he's Superman's pal. Like,
I
don't know. I love that about you.
I got, so one of the questions I'll have to find those online in a moment. What does it feel like being Superman's sort of PR specialist? That's a good way of putting it. I like ambassador.
It's like your own thing.
But being like a Superman's PR manager, that works as well, because I don't have to do much because I love Superman.
What does that make me? Superman's PR manager's PR manager?
Yeah, that's fine. We're one big happy family.
That's not going to fit on a badge.
It won't. But I feel not, there's not pressure in it, because it's easy for me to talk without bias about my hero, but sometimes there is that bias there as well. I want the film to do well, so yes, there are some parts of the film that I would say weren't great, or I would speak negatively about, but I would rather spend my time online and in real life talking about the things that bring me joy and other people's joy. I would much rather spend a 3-hour video talking about everything that I loved about a film rather than a 5-minute snippet talking about everything that I hated.
He really could talk for 3 hours as well.
I could. Just about the architecture in the film.
Honestly.
And so, yes, so don't start me off on that. I'm thinking about doing a watch along and filming it soon, but it could just go on for hours. But yes, this
especially
year,
especially because you constantly pause. Whenever you're watching something, you have to pause it, go back. We were watching Scrubs the other day, and there was just one moment that you just found so funny. You had to watch it 3 times.
I did.
And I'm just sitting there like, oh, this is a 20-minute episode of Scrubs. It's going to take us an hour because you can't.
But that's what I do. I just hyperfixate on a certain scene or a moment. There's a part in the first, I think, must be about 50 minutes of the film where It goes from the meeting at the Pentagon to Lois's apartment.
Yeah.
And a briefcase shuts and locks and clicks.
Click, 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 click.
And then a door clicks and clicks and clicks. And it's like, oh, it just hits a, like a really nice part of my brain where they're just like, that's good stuff.
It's like, but yeah, ASMR for you.
It is. But it's just, again, it's finding the joy in the things that bring you joy. I'm not ever going to look at a film to critique it negatively because, one, I just don't have the time for it and I don't want to spend my energy being negative. It's much easier to be nice.
It's nice to be nice.
It's nice to be nice. Very true.
So on that note, what moment from James Gunn's Superman are we still going to be talking about in years to come?
Oh.
I know.
There's all like, there's iconic scenes in all of it. There's iconic visuals and great storytelling. But it's that speech for me at the end in Luther Corp that works visually, it works if you just listen to it on audio, you can read the subtitles, it gives you inspiration for the film and the story and the character and the hero and everything about it. When I watched that scene for the first time, I don't think I breathed out. I was just holding my breath for so long because I didn't know what words were coming next. With comics and books, I'm dreadful for scanning forward, and sometimes I have to cover the page on the other side because I will try and not see what happens next. So knowing not, so say no, not knowing what he was going to say was like, oh, what's going to come? Is there going to be something bad or good or powerful or motivating? And it was just all perfect. It was a comic scene with words that just flew off comic pages. And in that moment when David was so passionate and powerful, and we've seen the behind the scenes from that moment.
I was just thinking that, yeah, where they talked James about, trying to tell him how to play it.
How to
and
play
he
it.
Just didn't get it.
No.
And then it just clicked.
Clicked. And
it was perfect.
David, we know he's a lover of the theatre, and he's come from that world, which is why you have extra love for him. We will get to that in the next in another podcast, because I think I'm going to have to think of some questions for you now.
Ooh.
But David's not scared of confronting creatives and saying, why am I going to do this? Why am I doing it this way? It would be better if we did it that way. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But yeah, that moment when it just clicks and he knows what Superman is about. It's just like, yeah. So as a comic fan and a lover of films and storytelling, I think that would be the scene that gets talked about for many years to come, if not just by me, just, shouting it from the rooftops.
Shouting about it. So looking back on last year then.
Okay.
Are you realising quite how busy you've been?
Ugh. Yes.
Yeah.
I was talking to like Derek just like 2 days ago. And I was like, dude, are we still like tired from the summer? And I was like, I think we are.
I think we are.
Derek had a fantastic summer on stateside. I had a fantastic summer UK side. But we've always just been doing something constantly. And it's the fact that we don't want to miss out. We just want to give it all we've got.
Yeah.
Films like this don't come around every few years. And for the start of this new DC world, to start off with Superman, there was a lot of pressure on Superman, but I feel pressure on Superman fans and bloggers around the world to do their bit, to promote the film, to talk about the comics, to talk about why stories still matter. And I was like, yeah, I think we're still tired, Derek. Let's plan some more podcasts because, you know, Supergirl's just around the corner.
Well, exactly.
So we have
stopped.
No, and which is why I'm so grateful for you to say, no, phone down.
Yeah. I do have to snatch it off him
sometimes. We do.
So people see, this is kind of the point I'm getting to, is people see the content, people see the podcasts, people see you at Comic Cons, but what is it that they don't see about the day-to-day reality of being the Geek of Steel? Now, I see all of this.
You do.
But what do the people not get to see?
It's a lot of this. Just looking off into the distance.
It is a bit, yeah.
With a
it's
million
also
and one.
Quite a lot of this.
Yeah, that sort of scratch the back of my head, and I'll just reset and think, okay, let's go back to the list. So yeah, there's lots of emails, there's lots of planning, there's to do lists, there's things behind the scenes that need to get done that I will leave to the last minute so I can hyper focus and bang it all out in 10 minutes and then go and see all the mistakes that I've made. It's just, I've always enjoyed doing it, I think. It's creative for me. Learning how to podcast and edit and film. And for me, the biggest thing behind the scenes that I've enjoyed is the question asking. So doing the podcast and interviewing people and learning about what makes people passionate about things. Because that's when that light goes on inside someone and you can really get a better idea of what they're like as a human. And that, for me, is what Clark Kent is as a journalist. He wants to know. He wants to get to the truth of people. So we ask the questions. Again, he shouldn't really be interviewing himself because there's not many ethics involved with that. Clark Kent in interviewing Superman for a big exclusive.
Well, it didn't go too well when Lois tried, though. So,
no. You know. And again, that's the thing. I can feel the tense in, now in that scene because I can feel what he was going through right? when he agreed Lois Lane. Right? I'm there now.
And I'm playing a lot nicer than
Lois.
Yeah,
I know you are. But it's that, for me, behind the scenes, is that moment when I can... If I find some time, sit down with my email inbox, talking and planning and getting things done and knowing the end project is going to be something that I'm proud of. If I'm not happy with something, I won't share it. I'm not going to, you know, just put it out there for the sake of it, which is why, along with the podcast of Still, I've enjoyed building this connection with Ports of Comic Con over the years. You got to see me there last year. Sam was literally the girlfriend of Steele, an assistant, photographer, makeup, caterer, chauffeur, first aid, therapist, publicist.
Did we say photographer?
Photographer, videographer, everything. There's a lot going on when you're at events and a Comic-Con. I've seen people in the past be happy. Oh, look, got a press pass, gets me free entry. It's not always just about that. It's about, you know, to be there to report, to be a journalist and an ambassador for a Comic-Con. And we were there from the beginning, like morning till night last year.
Very
long days. And they go by in the blink of an eye, which sucks because I'm doing the podcast like 6 months sometimes before the event even goes out. So having you there and helping with that.
Remembering everyone's names.
Remembering everyone's names with this very, very clipboard. It made it more enjoyable knowing that not only you were there with me to experience it, but to help it be better with you being there.
Also, because, you know, everyone liked me more than you.
Yeah, that's normally the case. That's why I was quite adamant about this podcast being recorded. I think I'm going to be getting kicked off my own show soon. Fantastic. Next question, please.
How do you stay grounded when it gets too noisy in there? Because it can be very overwhelming. Ooh. All of these things you have to do, this big juggling act that you have, very quite creatively and emotionally, it can get quite overwhelming for you. And I see you burn out sometimes. Yep. And other than, you know, the little head scratches we've covered, how do you bring yourself back?
Stepping away is something that I didn't used to do. I was like, oh, I've got some more emails to do. I've got another podcast to edit, another film to record. I would just stay at it. And again, the lists wouldn't get shorter. I'd find more things to do.
You do. And you're just clearing out this room after we packed away the Christmas tree the other day. You're just like, oh, this needs to get done.
I've got to do a wardrobe.
I'm going to put away my Christmas presents. I'm going to take about 20 million pictures for content. It's not tidy enough.
That's when the head turns. I turn into crypto and it's just one thing. Oh, shiny thing, shiny thing, shiny thing.
What the hey, dude? You destroyed the fortress.
Yeah, and that's it. So stepping away, going out with you, going out to places, just sitting down and watching a TV show we've watched a million times before. The biggest thing for the last couple of years, something that I'm stuck at, is the reading. Not necessarily reading about Superman, but just reading books in general. It's something that's really just, it makes me shut off and I can't think about anything else apart from the book that is in my hand, which is why I much prefer books to sort of screens or Kindles. So reading for me is a way that I can take a book into the garden, to the bath sometimes. Yeah, really, I can take it to work and it helps me just completely shut off. When you're not shutting me off, as it were, by giving me back scratches or head scratches, it's the books. The books really help me zone out and just... And what I've found from the books that I've been reading, a lot of Matt Haig last year, it's about looking at the magic that is everywhere around you. Not finding the magic, but seeing the magic in a new leaf, in a new song, in a new favourite place to eat. And so the books have definitely helped me find a calmer way of life, I think.
And when you're not reading a book, you're thinking about buying more books.
Yeah, that's...
It's a problem, but...
If I can get a sponsorship with World of Books, there's a plug.
Please.
Worldofbooks.com. You can buy fantastically pre-loved books for really cheap rates. I've bought so many books there for the last couple of years.
Literally Christmas Day, you were buying more books, I believe.
There was one book that I didn't get, yeah. And I needed to get it. I think it's just behind you up there. There you go. Project Hail Mary. If you've heard that book, you would hear a lot more about it this year from me and the movie with Mr. Ryan Gosling. I'm five chapters in, and I can see why this book has been recommended to me so much. I'm not starting a book podcast. I did play around with the idea, but I love talking about books, so it might happen in the future as well.
You've got a lot going on. Don't add more things to
your
list.
No, I've got the planners for it now. It's all right.
Although, now you've said it, what's next for the Geek of Steel?
Lots. Just like choking my coffee with the idea. It's like I knew the questions were coming. Mm-hmm. It's the Portsmouth Comic Con just around the corner. That's in May. So there's more podcasts coming for that. We know Supergirl is coming soon. June this year. We've had one trailer. We've had some snippets. We've had some clips. People are falling in love with Tom King's book, which I adore. And it's great to have that part of Superman's legacy told in a new light. We've had previous Supergirls, and they've all been fantastic. This is a new type of Supergirl. And a lot of people said, well, that's not the Supergirl that I remember. And I said, well, no.
She's gritty.
Read the book, yeah, and you'll understand why. It's going to be a very, very exciting summer. I can't wait to see what Millie does with her version of the cape. And, and I want more adventures. We had some fantastic adventures last year, going away for the days and adventures out. Went on a hovercraft, went to lots of zoos, saw some bears. It was all amazing. And just appreciating life a bit more. It's something that I can quite easily do whenever you're around.
Aww. See, in that voice, it just sounds
it does sound a little condescending.
But I know you're telling the truth.
See?
Finally. Last question. If Superman sat you down with a cup of cocoa.
Cocoa, of course. It would be cocoa.
For a chat, right now.
Mm-hmm.
What would he want to tell you?
That's a very good question.
See, I didn't give him these questions beforehand.
I'd like to hear about his day.
Fair.
I would like to know what makes him feel proud, even though he probably wouldn't tell me. I would like to know what he thinks about when he's flying. I would like to think about what it feels like to be in space. There's a lot of questions that I've got for Superman.
You get a lot of questions.
He would get very annoyed with me very quickly.
But what would he say to you?
What would he say to me? Hey, buddy. I'd like to hear that. To hear that cape come round and like sit me down on a park bench somewhere, probably with some squirrels close by.
Oh, always the squirrels.
And just talk about the day. Talk about simple things like that. That's a good question.
I know.
Cut that. That's the end of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. It's all still recorded, so it's fine. I'm going to edit this out, so it's just me being really just cool as a cucumber.
Oh, no, I had one more question.
Then crack on. You've already got me, so ask me another one.
I missed my penultimate question.
Okay.
Has there been a moment being the Geek of Steel has genuinely changed your life, other than meeting me, obviously?
Oh, right, well done for that.
Before you throw that one in.
I think at Batman v Superman, the red carpet premiere for that. It wasn't an event. I went there as a fan.
You shook Henry Cavill's hand.
That one. 6 o'clock in the morning, or probably earlier. I left here. Went to London, got a wrist tag, which meant I could stand in a pen for a few hours and see the celebrities walk up and down the red carpet. Didn't think I was going to stick around. I thought, I'm going home now. This is too much. Stuck around, left lots of comfort zones, saw Henry Cavill walk down the red carpet. I put my cap in his hand for him to sign. I quickly said, thank you for everything you've done for the role of Superman. And he shook my hand again and gave me my hat back. In that moment, because I couldn't take selfies, still can't take selfies, put the phone in the pocket and thought, okay, this moment won't be recorded. It's fine. I knew that it happened. got on the train home. Somebody said, are you wearing a red hoodie? I was like, yeah. So you've just been on the YouTube live stream of the Batman v Superman premiere, and I saw you shake hands with Henry Cavill. I was like, it's happened.
Yay.
It wasn't a dream or a fever dream. It really did happen. It wasn't a hallucination. And I was like, well, this is what can happen when you leave comfort zones and do something fun and do something new and do something for yourself. And yeah, a very exciting moment on the train home thinking, well, let's see what else I can achieve as Luke Bug and the Geek of Steel. Let's put those two very interesting and unique characters together.
Well, that's it, because before that you were very anonymous.
Yeah.
I've been around for a while,
yeah,
following the Geek of Steel,
yeah,
and you didn't put your face out there for people to see. You didn't put your name out there for people,
nope,
to see. And you would, I think you were just Luke. And
just Luke, no surname.
Yeah, very anonymous. And it was like, I knew you lived in Portsmouth, but I didn't know sort of...
Whereabouts?
I mean, that's still kind of true. But yeah, there was a lot less,
yeah,
of the real guy. And just more of a cartoon persona. yeah, no, I think you're right. I think since the Man of Steel, you've kind, yeah, of put those two together and really become you.
Yeah. And again, had some fantastic life-changing moments, surreal moments, travelling around the world.
Jumping off a building,
going to the Superman celebration in America a couple of times, going to San Diego Comic-Con.
James Gunn. Just I know James him. Gunn. Hey, man.
Yes. Yeah, that was a surreal moment where I was just happy to be in the room where James Gunn was sitting, as it were, and answered my question. Then he said, oh, I know who Luke Bug is. Like, oh, my goodness,
hey,
me.
Hey, man.
And then for him to end that Q&A by saying, oh, by the way, do you want to watch the film? We're like, yes, please. Let's watch the film right now. And yeah, so it's been, a very interesting year, to say the least. I'm looking forward to seeing what this year does and future years, to see what we get up to and see what adventures we have. Let's have a question for you, though.
Oh, I was going to say that's it from me.
No, yeah. Well, it is for your questions, which were some fantastic questions. You've been clearly listening to the podcast and researching my podcasting skills.
Oh, I just know you incredibly well and know what to pick at.
I really enjoy asking people, what does Superman mean to you? So my question to you is...
Something completely different.
No. What do you think Superman means to me?
Ooh! See, I was getting ready to answer what he means to me.
See?
Okay.
That's far too...
What does he mean to you?
That's far too ego massaging. It's a good question,
so now
though.
I get to talk about you?
Yeah.
That's not
Sorry,
ego massaging
not at all.
All.
Not at all.
What does he mean? Oh, I mean, I'm not good at answering questions on the spot. I'm a complete jabberer, just like you are.
That's fine. You've had two coffees today, so we're all right. We're balanced out. We're okay.
He's everything. He's everything to you. He's your role model. He's your purpose. He's your... Yeah, I don't know. Those are my words. I've got no words left. That's it.
That's good. Purpose is like that.
Yeah, he is. He's given you purpose. You found him when you needed him, and
ooh, I like that.
And it's given you the purpose that you needed to keep going.
Oof.
To heal and to
see no words.
To
she
build
says.
Something incredible.
Yeah,
look at this legacy you now have.
And again, that's something I am very. I love telling people when I'm proud of them. You stopped a train once. I was very proud of that.
Jumped off a building.
I jumped off a bit, but that's it. That's jumping off a building.
That's not nothing.
When there's safety harnesses involved. But saying you're proud of someone is a great deal. To say you're proud of yourself, I feel sometimes it should be said more, but sometimes there's connotations of being too proud or smug with that. But I will say that I am proud of whatever all this is that I've created. Off the back of my love for Superman.
Having seen it from almost the beginning.
Yes.
I am.
Started off very humbly. And again, I've enjoyed some aspects of it. There are other sides of it that I've really not enjoyed. But the things that I love about it will always outweigh those negative kinds of things. And that's why I look for the magic and look for the joy and look for the excitement in things. Which is why if that day were to end, I would stop doing any of this. But I can't see that coming anytime soon. Because James Gunn keeps giving us more teases and excitement. And there's always going to be something to do with Superman, which is I'm very, very excited for. So for Superman to give me purpose, oh, that's a good quote. I'm gonna go with that, and I might even edit this out of the podcast so I can use it about myself in the future and not give you credit. Wonderful stuff. Well, that wasn't too stressful. So thank you for those wonderful questions. This was a fun way to start the new year. I think probably people, after watching this and listening to it, they're probably going to start enjoying you more than me anyway. So I'm sure in the future, the girlfriend of Steel, Sam, will return for more questions. But thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.
And there will be links to your social media channels in this podcast. Ooh. That's what you always say at the end of the show. But yes,
I'm not all about that life, to be fair.
I know you're not, but you're enjoying it for me. But yes,
it's a bit of fun. I get to post memes about
me,
him mostly.
Yes, the girlfriend of Steel, the behind the scenes things as well, which is always fun. But it's been enjoyable, and it's made it more fun. And I appreciate it. And I can't see what you get up to next with all your shenanigans. So, thank you for joining us on this very special episode of the Podcast of Steel with Luke Bug.
Thank you very much.
The Geek of Steel and the Girlfriend of Steel.
That's
and
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy 26. Supergirl in cinemas this June. Thank you. Over and out. I'm jabbering now because I'm over excited. And stop.